As we continue on KDNS 94.1 with our college athletes this week, we finish up on Friday with Tori Slavik, a three-time state champion in the discus. Tori Slavik is a junior at UNK Nebraska-Kearney in Kearney, Nebraska. She is originally from Kennington, Kansas, graduated in 2023 from Thunder Ridge. Tori, how's things going this summer? What are you up to?
Things are going good. I have a job with Our Family Farms as a marketing intern. Summer's gone by pretty fast.
Well, Tori, you were a lot like Tatum Seifert from Beloit. Didn't have a whole lot of choice about doing track and field. Your father was a standout athlete at Kennington and then went on to play football and track at Fort Hays State. Ironically, his best friend is none other than Casey Seifert, who also played football and track at Fort Hays. And then your mother, Amy Grieving Slavik from Logan, was an outstanding track and field athlete, great basketball player, and ran the relays at the state of Kansas. Kind of talk about those relationships with another guy was your coach for 4 years, Darren Grauerholtz, played football and track at UNK, where you're going. Kind of talk about Coach Grauerholtz, Todd Slavik, Casey Seifert, and your mother, and what they've had to do in your life with throwing and track and field.
Yes, all of them were tremendous supporters, pushing me to do my best and get my goals. In middle school, my dad and I set the goal to win state every year I was in high school. And sadly, I didn't get a freshman year, but every year, sophomore, junior, and senior year, I did win. And that was awesome getting to do that and to have him by my side. Casey was a huge help also. Went and saw him almost every weekend to train. He taught me so much about what I know. My mom, a huge supporter. She didn't know much about throwing, but she was always there to support me. And then Darren, I had him in basketball and track. We basically did the whole school year together, and we worked really well together, and he pushed me.
Well, Tori, you're a junior at UNK in Kearney, Nebraska, and one thing that I remember about you throwing in high school, I believe it was your sophomore year, had a little bit of an up and down year. Things didn't always go right as they do with throwing the discus. Wind, body situations, injuries and that sort of thing. Just weren't throwing your best. And then I was so excited to get the news that on your last throw, your sophomore year, that your dad says, she is a state champion. The one that you threw that started this run of three state titles. Kind of talk about that first state championship and then the next 2 year junior and senior years.
Oh, it was amazing. I think I won regionals. I think I got third or fourth at regionals. So I was at the very bottom. I pushed my way into state. I went into state, I think sitting sixth. And then going into finals at state, I think I was at the top. I can't quite remember where I was sitting, but it was crazy. Going in sixth, I had no idea that I could win it. Darren told me I could win it, of course, but it was amazing winning that. Lots of tears that day, and I finally knew on that day that the dream that I had set for myself could be met if I kept working hard the next 2 years.
And then you went on to win the junior and senior. Talk about those 2 years of repeating. It's one thing to win at one time, but then you went down and to Wichita and won the junior year and your senior year to finish things off.
Yeah, junior year, I went in thinking I need to do this. It's something like I got to get this done. So I had a little more weight on my shoulders and expectation to finish it. And I had Kaylin Means to throw against that year, and it was back and forth all that competition, and got it done that year. That was my best year at state. And then senior year, I went in same way, expectation to get it done. Had a lot of nerves. I think it was also that it was my last track meet of high school, kind of sentimental. And then I had to fight to get into finals, which was not very good because I went in sitting first by a lot. And I think finals, I threw a throw around 120, which is not good at all, but I got it done that year.
Well, Tori, you as you said, went once a week to Coach Casey Seifert of Beloit High, and he's taught a lot of young ladies and young men to throw their best at during the season in state. Talk about your technique, which Mr. Seifert is one of the best technicians in the throwing ring. Are you a slider, a glider, or a spinner?
A spinner. When I did shot put in high school, I was a glider, and then I transitioned to spinning in the shot put. But after a wrist injury last year, I kind of decided to set the shot put down. So now I'm just doing discus and the hammer.
Well, Tori, you picked UNK kind of early in your high school career. They've always had great facilities and great track programs. They fight against a very good Pitt State track and field team. Matter of fact, the Pitt State women just won the indoor championship in 2025 and the outdoor in 2024. The MIAA is one of the best Division II conferences, especially in track and field. Kind of pick out or kind of tell us about how you picked UNK and how competing in the MIAA is for you.
Yeah, I actually my decision was between UNK and Pitt State, and Pitt State is a wonderful place and they have an amazing track team, but UNK stood out because it just felt more like home. I love the town of Kearney. I've grown up going to Kearney. It was close to home. Dane, he's an awesome coach. I loved getting to know him. So that's how I chose Kearney. And I love the track team, and Brady Bonzel is our head coach, and he's amazing too.
Well, Tori, there's five Kansas girls, including yourself, on the team, and a freshman this year from Hoxie, Kansas, that a lot of us know from sports across the state of Kansas. Emily Boehner will be a nice addition. Kind of talk about the Kansas connection and competing and throwing and getting to know those Kansas girls from not only the state track meet in Wichita, but being on the same team up in Kearney, Nebraska.
I'm excited to meet these girls. I've seen them on Sports in Kansas and heard about everything they've been doing. Haven't got to know them personally yet, but I'm excited to get to know them when they come up to Kearney. And I always love having Kansas people on our team because the Nebraska people can kind of pick on us, but we hold our own.
Well, Tori, you talked about Dane Toby, your throwing coach. An amazing fact to me is that you went from three-time state champion in the discus, one-time qualifier in the shot put in the state of Kansas, to throwing the hammer. That just blows my mind that a small-town Kansas girl can step in and begin throwing the hammer. First of all, what is the hammer, and how does Coach Dane Toby coach, and what are his techniques and bases for getting better at UNK?
Yeah, so the hammer is basically a shot put at the end of a long wire, and I throw the weight too, which is the same technique as hammer, which is a 20-pound ball on a with basically a handle. That's for indoor, so it doesn't go as far. But I went in excited to learn that, and it's been really fun getting to learn that, and it's one of my main events now. Dane knows so much. He was is a national champion in the shot put and for the MIAA. And he has a great technique, and it's been awesome getting to work under him and learn everything that he knows.
Well, Tori, you were a MIAA Academic Honor Roll and MIAA Excellence Award for a 4.0 GPA your freshman year, and I'm sure you've continued that. You were 14th in both the hammer and discus at the MIAA Outdoor Championships. Talk about handling both academic and competitive track and field situations on and off the field as a freshman, and then again your sophomore year.
Schools always came pretty easy to me. I mean, I put the work in and get the grades I want. So I always make sure I get my schoolwork done, and then the rest of the time goes to track and just training and traveling to track meets. And it takes up a lot of time, but I get it all done. And sophomore year was the same thing. I took less hours my outdoor season last year, but it went pretty good.
Your freshman year, you threw a season best 151 in the hammer, and then the discus 142-1 at Concordia University up in Nebraska. Talk about your freshman year, and then your sophomore year getting better, and what are you expecting your junior year?
Yeah, freshman year was a learning year. getting into college and learning everything. Dane, not that he changed anything, but he just had so much knowledge and I had so much to learn. So learning all of that while competing and getting the nerves out from being in college and competing with very good athletes, that sums up my freshman year. And I think it went pretty well for a freshman year, but this sophomore year, I threw 154 on the discus, so I extended that over 10 feet, and then 164 in the hammer, which was over 10 feet. So I, after a year of training and then going back last fall and getting even better, I knew that my sophomore year was going to be pretty good, and I'm proud with the marks, but I'm ready to show that I can do even more. I was six spots away from going to nationals, so in the discus.
Very good. UNK has always been known for their early pre-holiday classic meet in March. I believe both high school and college athletes can come to the pre-holiday classic, but UNK's got a rich, rich tradition in track and field, both in the RMAC and MIAA. And like I said, they start with the pre-holiday classic indoor meet in March, and then also attend the Alex Francis outdoor meet at Hays, Kansas, and then the Charlie Foster Outdoor Classic at UNK Outdoors, and then also have been a steady hand at the Drake Relays in Iowa, and then always attend Division One Nebraska track and field meets. Kind of talk about the travel and schedule of being a college athlete at UNK and some of the great facilities and meets you get to go to.
Yeah, it's awesome. Last year was my first year going to Nebraska. We had a big ice or snowstorm my freshman year, so we weren't able to go for the indoor meet, but it was awesome getting to compete against those D1 athletes. I always enjoy, we have a lot of home meets. A lot of people can come and cheer us on, and those are always really fun. We went to down to Wichita last outdoor season and saw a lot of D1 talent, and that was great to see and compete against. We do have a really good schedule, and I'm glad we get to go compete against good athletes.
Well, Tori Slavik of Kennington, Kansas, a junior this year at UNK in Kearney, appreciate your time and God bless you and best of luck your junior year. And always appreciate your family friendship and being great Christians from Kennington, Kansas.
Yes, thank you.